Good morning. It's March the 6th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Our title today is Elevators. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. I was 10 years old. My parents were taking me and my older brother on yet another driving camping trip, which we did a lot in the 60s. This time we were making our way across the Colorado Rockies. Having been raised in the Northeast until I was 9, the mountains were as breathtaking the first time as they would be the 20th. But then Dad thought it would be a great idea to drive up the, let's face it, one-lane road that wound around Pike's Peak to the very top. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe my lifelong fear of heights probably started right there. Of course, I was in the back seat and right behind Mom while Dad drove. There were no seat belts back then, and I could easily get on my knees and look straight down over the edge of the crumbling road to the valley floor thousands of feet below. It was pretty clear I was terrified, and my brother was no help, since it seemed he was always on the inside facing the mountain and not oblivion, like I was. Luckily, my mother could turn and see I was near panic. In a calm voice that I'm not completely sure came spontaneously, she told me to trust my father, that he was the best driver in the world. I survived, and I guess that must have helped. Have you ever thought about the things we trust every day automatically without giving it a thought? Why do we trust? Because we know things have been reliable in the past. When you brake for a red light, you trust that the 4,000-pound hunk of steel you are driving will come to a halt. When you step in an elevator on the 67th floor of your office building, you trust that you won't plummet to your death in the next few seconds. When you walk down the gangway and get onto a 100,000-pound jet aircraft, you trust that the nose of that aircraft will lift into the air at about 104 miles per hour. When you fill your glass from the tap in your office building, you trust that the water won't poison you. And let's bring it on home now. When you go into labor, you trust that the training and experience of the nurses and doctors will bring you and your baby safely through the ordeal. So why do we find it so hard to trust the Creator of the universe? The same God who assures us that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Jeremiah 1:5. Paul tells us in Romans 1:20 that since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. And so, they have been understood. Those Colorado Rockies took my breath away in the same way that the coast of Maine did the first time I saw it. The wonder of the night sky, the flowers, the trees, the birds, the animals, is indeed spectacular, but even they pale in comparison to holding a newborn maid in the very image of God when she first cries out. In the 60s, there was an ad on TV for the drain cleaner, Drano. Their slogan was, "You can trust your pipes to Drano." If we can so easily trust the everyday man-made things of this world because of their reliability, can we not trust the Creator who made us, gave us each other, gave us a planet, and loved us enough to give us his only son, just so we could have a way to come back to him when we wandered off? If my mom were here, I bet she'd tell me that God is the best driver in the world. Lord Jesus, you have shown us over and over again how marvelous is your creation, through the wonders of nature and the wonder of human life. You have been faithful to us and the definition of reliability. Come, Holy Spirit, and lead us to trust the one who created us and then saved us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.